Reverend Troy Perry, can you believe this? In 1971, Reverend Paul Breton, who's here with us today, the first pastor of MCC Washington, arranged for the first worship service of MCC with Reverend Perry at St. Stephen's of the Incarnation. The bishop heard about it and had the doors locked. They held the service outside. It was snowing. It was February. But Reverend Perry, as usual, had an inspiration, and he said, "We're going to the National Cathedral for a prayer vigil." And they did just that. We've come a long way since that day. The gospel lesson today is my favorite in the New Testament. It is a great story for a great day like today. And best of all, it is an unfinished story. The prodigal son is embedded in three stories of lost and found. People do get lost sometimes. Whole peoples get lost. One of the great tenets of our faith is that God, who created the heavens and the earth, seeks out the lost and finds them. The same God is still creating a creation that is a mixture of quantum leaps and the unfolding process of redemption that those events push forward. Creation and redemption are not static events of the past. They are happening here and now. The founding of MCC in 1968 was just such an event. Reverend Perry is the founder who had been found by God in a moment of great awakening. He made the incredible quantum leap of consciousness that said, if God loves me as a gay man, and I didn't know that, then God must love all GLBT people, and many of them must not know it either. From that moment of consciousness, and many other ones like it, this moment was born. That first event, the founding of MCC 37 years ago, was fundamentally an act of gospel grace and generosity. Lostness turned around as vocation to lost people. And now we have this church, this inheritance, still in its young, formative queer life, still being shaped. And I am blessed to be moderator today. With just under 20,000 tithing members, tens of thousands of other followers, but with an impact on 1 million people a year in our ministry. And we have had the audacity to claim a global calling in a world some think is flattening and others think is on the verge of apocalyptic destruction. The younger sibling in the story thought he knew what was best for his life and future. Unprepared, immature, gullible, perhaps, he threw away his inheritance. As we would say today, he hit bottom. Addictions and bad choices, things we may not know, caused him to become destitute, even starving. And as can happen in those moments, he had a spiritual awakening. He thought of home and his family and remembered that even his father's servants had a decent life. He wondered if his father would take him back just as a servant. Overriding fear and shame, he started the journey homeward. It's our story. The prodigal rehearsed his speech over and over until he began to see the family farm in the distance. Jesus said, while he was yet afar off, the father ran to greet him. While the son tries in vain to stammer out his groveling speech, the father ignores it and instead embraces him fully as a child, restores him completely, and throws a big party. The family prayers had been answered. Nothing else mattered. The son had repented, literally turned around. But as Marcia Stevens says, he was someone new, not someone else. In this unfinished story, we are left to wonder how this son will navigate continuing to be himself while becoming healthier, safe, and connected. Today in Boston, Massachusetts, where I first got found at MCC, Pastor Michael Cooper says, While our denomination is gathering in Washington, D.C. today, unveiling Focus on the Human Family, several of us from Boston are joining with others to hold a prayer vigil outside Focus on the Family's program, Love One Out, an ex-gay conference here in Boston. Please remember us today as we continue to struggle here in Boston against religious homophobia and discrimination. A funny thing happened on the way to the installation yesterday. James Dobson's Focus on the Family contacted our attorneys yesterday. They think that people are going to be confused about the difference between MCC's Focus on the Human Family and their work in Focus on the Family. MCC's work in Focus on the Human Family is our 10-year program reaching out to women and children and adults, gay, lesbian, transgendered, bisexual, with HIV and AIDS around the world, especially those who still do not have adequate resources all around the world, and supporting all families, our seniors, our families with children that are often not considered to be real or true families by groups like Focus on the Family. We don't think anyone will be confused. In Luke's account, there's the older sibling working out in the field. As he comes home, hears the music, smells the barbecue, he's filled with rage. He sees his father as indulgent and weak-willed and believes he is not the favored son, though he deserves to be. He is just as lost as the younger sibling, lost in jealousy and bitterness, fearing that the father is being taken in by the loser of a brother, and imagines that the father's love is in limited supply. This is really a story of two who are lost, not one. Jesus' original audience for this story immediately got what he was talking about. The Pharisees and the scribes, teachers of the law, were lost and stuck in their view of God, in some ways perhaps the religious rite of his day. They were resentful of God's grace. Now, some Christians have tried to make this a story about a false, artificial difference between Jews and Christians. But the truth is that all religions, especially Christianity today, have their eldest siblings. In the name of Jesus, some espouse hate or fear, like the one on TV recently who floated the idea of assassinating the president of Venezuela. American bishops of the Roman Catholic Church are acting like eldest siblings today, covering up their own lostness, blaming it on others, such as gay priests, missing opportunities for repentance and grace, digging in their heels, offering only cover-up and betrayal. Do they not know the nature of God, that only the truth will set us free? Do they not know that all their stonewalling and hiding behind lawyers under the guise of risk management is just salt in the wounds of victims and the faithful? Funny, isn't it? The eldest sibling is not necessarily so upset when the younger is lost, but when he's found. Gene Robinson had to wear a bulletproof vest at his consecration as an Episcopal bishop, not because he was lost or hopeless, but because he was found to be competent, compassionate, qualified, a redeemed and gifted gay man. The story Jesus told is an unfinished story. The father invites the lost son to the banquet for the younger brother, but will he go? Will they reconcile? Will the youngest son really heal and move into his destiny? We do not know. That story is an unfinished in MCC today as well. We are so aware that we have barely scratched the surface. There are so many the world over who are searching, lost, hungry, fearing, despairing, who felt judged or unworthy, and they've been made to bear all kinds of shame and pain in the name of a God that no one seems to really, really know. I believe we are at a critical juncture. Young, prodigal MCC, do we, with God's help, have enough healing, energy, and synergy to take the next steps forward? There's a whole younger generation that expects all countries to be as just as Canada and all churches to be on the front lines like MCC Toronto. Every good gospel story begs to be turned over and over again. You know, sometimes we can get so found, we forget what it was like to be lost. We can become the elder sibling who forgets the God who ran to us. I was in Dallas the other day and learned that it was a Southern Baptist church that partnered with MCC of Greater Dallas to deliver mattresses and household supplies to victims of Hurricane Katrina. They handed out a card to people that said, First Baptist Church of so-and-so on one side and MCC of Greater Dallas on the other. It seems like such a small thing, but it can make you laugh and give you hope. The lost of Hurricane Katrina brought siblings together that in the past would only have had contempt for each other. Surprise, not all Baptists are bigots. Surprise, MCC churches do not just care about the needs of our own communities. What God wants is attention paid to the unfinished work of creation, to make poverty history, to make sure that every child growing up can be free to be who they are without fear or shame, for us to be a force for justice. God is calling us in Jesus' name to be a spiritual voice of strength and hope to all those with HIV and AIDS, to create a world where all families, human families, are valued, to make homophobia, spiritual violence, all kinds of violence, including war, history. Today on this glorious day, we boldly reclaim our holy identity. We advance our call to social justice. We tell the story of God's transforming grace. We nurture the value of community and build bridges that liberate and unite. This is our unfinished calling to an unfinished world. Amen.